Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
How far will you go for a goodie sack?
Yeah, how far will you go for a goodie sack on the Danny Lakey Late Show with your partner?
All the way, one might say.
Yeah, maybe. And we've got eyes in the back of our heads. So don't try and fool us and lie on the radio by saying you went all the way for a free Danny Lakey goodie sack when clearly we can hear you off the air not going all the way. Someone was served a warm piece of humble pie. But we did give away a Danny Lakey goodie sack after all of that. Also, Tommy Little was on the show. He played Radio Tinder, talked about his Antarctic journey. Shooey Louie, very hot under the collar during that segment. Dr. Nikki Goldstein, she was in, talking about relationships and sex. Danny Lakey, very hot under the collar during that segment. Plus, Danny Lakey's budget. I mean, the government, they've come to the party destroying ants all over Australia. We like to reward some of our listeners with prizes from the show budget. If your life's been affected by ants, plus the world's hardest foot quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Huge public service announcement for a chance at the sixth ever giveaway of a Danny Lakey goodie sack. These Danny Lakey goodie sacks are the show prize packs. Very, very exclusive, and we do not give them away lightly. The chance right now to win one. All I can say right now on 131060 is give the show a call immediately if you and your partner are together right now listening to the show. That's all I can say so far. If that applies to you and you consider yourself a bit adventurous and you want to get yourself a Danny Lakey goodie sack, you got to call up right now on 131060 if you and your partner are listening.
Please call, but I'm baffled that we're doing this.
What are you talking about? This is a fantastic story, Shooey Louie. Scientists prove Skrillex can stop mosquitoes from mating. According to recent scientific studies, the way to avoid mosquitoes breeding is to listen to electronic music, specifically dubstep, specifically by US artist Skrillex, specifically his song Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
His song's very grimy. Yeah. I don't know how that works with mosquitoes, but it's a repellent from other things.
Well, these scientists say that sound is crucial for reproduction, survival and population maintenance of many animals, including mosquitoes. Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, which is a Grammy Award-winning song, by the way, it was chosen because of its mix of very high and very low frequencies. And mosquitoes, they don't like that. They don't like the change in frequency. And this was the song that they thought, oh, we'll do the experiment to. I mean, you'll never guess it. You'll never guess it. In insects, low-frequency vibrations facilitate sexual interactions, whereas noise disrupts the perception of signals from sexual interactions when it comes to too high and then too low. The mozzies don't like it anymore. The scientists found that mosquitoes exposed to the song had sex far less often than the mosquitoes without the music.
So this song is making them not want to get it on.
Yeah, 100%. And look, that's one side of science. And tonight on the Danny Lakey Late Show, we plan to figure out if humans are exposed to the song, can they have more sex?
Could you give them a hug right now, now, now? Or could you hook up right now, now, now? Could you even make love right now, now, now?
Now, what we're planning on doing, and there's a lot of people calling, by the way, a lot of phones, a lot of people with their respective partners right now, and all of them listening in. The challenge is set. We're going to play Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, the song that the mosquitoes hate having sex to, and see which couple can get the furthest.
I can't believe we're doing this. You are the only person who would come up with this in your head after reading that story.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing. Making love is a wonderful thing. Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. We'll see if people can do the deed. Maybe people are at home right now, bored. I mean, the furthest a couple may get is just pashing. That might be.
Is that going to be enough for you? I don't feel like it is. No. I know what your end goal is.
I'll say
it
right now. That's not going to get your hands on a Danny Lakey goodie set. There's no way. Shayna in Newcastle, you're hearing tidbits of this. You with your partner right now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How far would you potentially go during the Scary Monsters Nice Sprite song with your partner in the next couple of minutes for a Danny Lakey goodie sack? Okay, I'll take that. It's not very far. Russell in Melbourne. I mean, you sound like a go-getter, an adventurous kind of guy. Do you think it's possible that we could get a couple to do the deed during Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites for a Danny Lakey goodie sack?
Yeah, I'll give it a whirl.
Okay, your partner's name's Kate. I mean, it will take two to tango tonight. Yeah, what is she thinking?
Yeah, she's not really that keen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's gonna be shy.
Okay.
Well, bear in mind, the song's 4 minutes.
The song is 4 minutes.
So however far you can get, you know, no pressure.
There's a lot of people on hold, Shuey Louie. Matt in Melbourne, you're with your gorgeous partner Joanne. What do you think the chances are? Oh, yeah. Well, here
they're
now. This sounds
they're
like an adventurous couple. Or do you think you guys could go all the way in the next 4 minutes to get your hands on the Danny Lakey goodie sack?
Oh, I could give it a go.
Yep, maybe.
Yeah, back yourself in, Matt.
Are there any girls who are calling through, by the way? Producer Jack, he's taking a couple of ladies' calls. I'm just going to go one. He's not going to like this. I'm just going to get one. Natasha, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hello. You've been listening
he's
in.
Not what, happy
no, he's not happy about that, but that's all right. We just need to get a girl on. What do you think the chances are you and the hubby going all the way during Scary Monsters and Nosferatu? You reckon you can do it?
Yeah, we're all in. Yep.
Oh, wow. We've got a front runner.
I think
the
there's
Danny
a competition of Aragon. It goes Matt, Natasha, then Russell.
God, well, who knows?
Wasn't on board, but look at me now. You may have changed me.
A lot of people were planning on making love tonight. You may as well do it off air on the radio to Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. Anyone who wants to play, stay on the line. We'll get to it next. I mean, this is the song. This is what we're talking about here. No wonder the mosquitoes don't like it.
This reminds me of my frothing days, front left at Festies.
If you are a couple right now listening on holds, give it a crack. Maybe you want to kiss. Maybe you want to get to first base. Maybe you want to go all the way and then some. Whoever gets the furthest, when we come back, will get their hands on a Danny Lakey goodie sack.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Ooh. Hot and heavy in the studio. Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. That is Skrillex. That is the song that mosquitoes hate making love to. However, it is the song that I believe our listeners love making love to. We put the challenge out just before for a free Danny Lakey goodie sack. Who could go the furthest off the air with their partner to Skrillex's Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites? Now,
you've been fizzing the whole song. You like cannot wait for this.
Now, look, as far as the listeners go, I mean, I'm assuming that people maybe are not sure if we're serious or not. Let me make this perfectly clear. I'm not giving out the Danny Lakey goodie sack for anyone who just pashed off the air before. I mean, for goodness sake, me and producer Jack could pash off the air. We don't get a Danny Lakey goodie sack, for goodness sake.
Yeah, all right.
Did you like how I refrained from putting you in that scenario?
Yeah. What about me, guys? Do I not get a pair?
I sacrifice myself as a hypothetical gay man just to cover my ass for HR and me and Shuey Louie. Now, we had a couple of people still on the line. They said that they would indeed be getting hot and heavy, as intimate as they felt comfortable, off the air. Caller number one is Matt in Melbourne with your partner, Joanne. How'd we go, Matt?
Yeah, look, I've got a smile on my dial. I'd love to put my wife on the phone, but she's got her mouth full at the moment.
Oh.
Matt!
I mean, do we buy it? Do we buy it?
Yeah,
you got to put Joanne on for half a second, Maddie. You got to just...
All right. Yep. No worries. Hold on a sec.
Go on.
We couldn't do the deed to the driving home from the drive-in, so I thought I'd give him something else instead.
Ooh, smart. Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
It's a classic car sort of activity.
They've gone to second base during Skrillex. It will win a Danny Lakey goodie sack if that's as far as we can get tonight. Well done, Matt and Joanne. A truly prosperous, romantic, spontaneous relationship you guys have got going on. Anthony, how'd you go? Anthony, you think you're smarter than us here at the Danny Lakey Late Show. What you are unaware of is that we were secretly recording you off the air, and this is what happened. Yeah.
Anthony, we caught you red-handed, you cheeky bugger.
Unfortunately, it was all staged in Anthony's car and there was no lovemaking going on whatsoever, which means Matt from Melbourne is still the clubhouse leader with Joanne. Natasha in Hobart, you did say that you would go all the way off the air.
Yes, it was a bit squishy, but we got the job done in the work done.
There's a couple of things. Yeah, now I understand that there's a trust-based... component going on here, but I must say, when I went to secretly record Natasha in Hobart, I felt uncomfortable doing so, and I don't think it was fit for air.
So it was legit.
Yeah, I think so. Producer Jack, how do you feel out there? Because you were answering the phones.
Yeah, I tried to give her direction, but she was already just into it, like straight into it.
Oh, God.
Yes, girl.
That's what we like. It's always promising when Producer Jack says, "All right, Natasha, have I got Natasha? Natasha,
yeah.
Boom, Natasha. I think that's all we need for a Danny Lakey goodie sack. Anyone who gets Rompy off the air for 4 minutes whilst the song's playing manages to get a Danny Lakey goodie sack.
Well done. Well played.
You saucy couple down there in Hobart. A Danny Lakey goodie sack will get you the Danny Lakey chocolate massage oil, the Danny Lakey banana flavoured massage oil, the Danny Lakey bubblegum flavoured condom, the Danny Lakey cola flavoured condom, the Danny Lakey temporary tattoo, the Danny Lakey stubby holder, and the Danny Lakey canvas bag. Congratulations. First listeners ever to have sex off the air.
I think so.
Danny Lakey Late Show. Chuck in an extra bag for him, producer Jack. They're going to need it.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Question, what's intriguingly sweet, hot, and has plenty of ink? No, not squid ink pasta with lemon and chili. Mr. Tommy Little.
Oh, wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Are we still doing that game?
We are not.
Form of radio torture?
That name was changed at the start of the year, mate, after a decision higher up than me, and I'm glad that it's passed through because I was getting ridiculed and mocked by the industry with such a juvenile show label.
I really liked it, and I just assumed that someone died of exhaustion from playing the game, and that forced the name change. You know when moves like that just force your hand?
We had about one too many complaints on Facebook going, you love the show. Got to change your shit name, mate. I'm hearing it about 30 times an hour.
Well, if it helps, we get the opposite. They're like, hate your show. The only good thing about it, it's a name.
Hey,
so at least yours is fixable.
Yeah, it's very true. And I'm glad that we have fixed it to the Danny Lakey Late Show. Goes off the tongue much better. Before we get into your awesome comedy show that's getting a whole heap of rave reviews, Tommy Little, can we just talk about your Antarctic marathon? Because very interesting story, and I love people who challenge themselves. Unfortunately, my busiest times are when the Carrie and Tommy show's on and when the project's on. So I sort of missed all the wrap-up to that.
Why do you have so many busy times?
I'm a busy man, mate. I'm a busy man. I'm in here at 1 p.m.
What are you doing?
You got to work harder than the rest. You got to work harder than the rest if you want that drive time slot.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I mean, with the way we're going, you'll just fall into it. We'll get sacked and you'll just fall into it. The marathon, mate, what can I tell you about the Antarctic marathon? What questions do you have?
Well, you were a man who'd barely ever done a marathon before, and then you decided to go to the edge of the earth and do it in minus 20 degree weather.
For those listening, if you think barely ever done a marathon before, I suspect he had never done one before. You'd be correct. And I thought going to Antarctica would be easier because I thought it would be a temperature kind of evening out process.
Yes.
Like I get hot and sweaty when I run, so I thought that'll cool me down.
Sure.
And you know when people put ice packs on joints?
Yeah.
Antarctica is like a giant ice pack.
Yeah.
So what could be easier than running while you are constantly getting compressed by what is essentially one giant ice pack?
Impossible to retain water in those ankles when you're constantly in a state of recovery. I understand.
Yeah. Of course, we're both idiots and we were both wrong about the whole process and it was absolutely awful. I hate running now. If you're thinking about doing a marathon and you're listening, don't. They suck. If you think about going into Antarctica, don't. It sucks.
Right.
Antarctica sucks. Running sucks. Running in Antarctica sucks. I hate penguins. If I see one, I'll punch in a stupid face. Take off your formal dinner suit, you dickhead. What are you looking at me for?
All right, cool. Sounds good. Sounds like you had a great experience. Were you worried at all?
Sorry, not the positive uplifting message you were hoping for there, mate.
No. It takes a strong man to admit when he's made a horrible mistake and he'll just go on a Contiki tour.
No, it doesn't. It takes a weak-willed boy to go on a mission that he was not equipped for, wasn't ready for, made him a bit asthmatic, to be honest, and then went back and just go, I didn't want to do the tough thing again.
Oh, God. Hey, Tommy Little, were you worried at all during the Antarctic Marathon? Because obviously,
I thought I was going to die the whole time.
Of course, so you're a very handsome man. Were you worried because you're so hot, you may cause polar ice caps to melt, making sea levels rise to catastrophic levels.
I mean, that was lovely until the point that it was so cheesy, it sounded like a man in his 60s was delivering what can only be grooming from that age to me. So, thank you, but Lakey, stay away from me.
I'm not going to be honest with you. You're a hot man, all right? And I'm just buttering you up for more severe things that we're going to exploit your attractiveness.
Okay.
A tried and tested sort of method that we do on the Danny Lakey Late Show, not sure if you've heard, is Radio Tinder. And
I have heard. Big fan.
We have been recruiting single, eligible bachelorette hotties behind the scene. And one of our producers that actually does have a massive crush on you. And we're not going to say who is who. Are you all right to stick around and you sort of quiz these three eligible bachelorettes next to see if possibly there's a spark there and maybe even the 1 in 3 shot of producer Shuey Louie taking you on a date sometime?
I'm not sure if Shuey Louie is a man or a woman. And for that reason alone, I'm sticking around.
All right, we will find out the true origins of Shuey Louie's genitalia and two other bachelorettes next, possibly on a date with Shuey.
What kind of Tinder is this? Just get your junk out. Bugger swiping, just get your junk out.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby!
Ooh, with a new and improved version with eligible bachelor Tommy Little, everyone's favourite rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo. Tommy Little, how long have you been single for?
I don't know. I don't want to answer the question in fear I will upset someone who thought we were together.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Look, let's say a year and a half, something.
Yep. It sounds about right in this.
No, more than that. Okay. More than that, bro. Okay. I don't know, man.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Define relationship these days, Lakey. That's my real question to you. Can you prepare a question to ask each of these three bachelorettes? They are waiting to meet you. Of course, Shuey Louie will be going by a different name, and she is on the line in one of these calls. She is convinced that you and her are soulmates, but we'll see if she can manage to edge out the other two listeners. Now, we've got Zoe from Melbourne, and this is caller number one. And Tommy Little, do you have a question for Zoe?
Yes, Zoe. I was wondering, what language do people speak in Asia?
Zoe. Zozo the Bozo.
There are various languages people speak in Asia because there are so many different countries and so many different people.
Wow, now that's good. This is a girl with a good head on her shoulders.
I mean, it's good. It's a well-constructed sentence, sure, but it's incorrect. They actually speak Asian. So thanks for coming. See you later.
Thank you, Zoe. Incorrect, unfortunately. Maybe that's not what Tommy Little is after. She does love reading and playing netball and watching movies, though. Let's meet lady number two, Megan. She's 5'7", a brunette, loves her dog, loves wrists on men. Hello, Megan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What is it about the male wrist, Megan, that draws you to us?
I don't know. Just something about being close to the hand. It's quite a sexual spot. It's where you put perfume and cologne wrist. And...
Now,
are you saying the wrist is a sexual spot just because you think of the word wristy?
Maybe.
Easy there, guys.
That was going to be my question. So great work.
Well done.
Would you like a question, Lakey?
Yeah. Ask Megan a question. Yeah, it can't just all be wristy related content.
Sure. Megan, so nice to meet you via the radio waves. My question to you is: if you could be a colour, what colour would you be and why?
I think I would be like a charcoal colour.
Sorry, Megan, but that's racist. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, not good. I mean, it was all fun and games, a good old wrist chat until Megan decided to take things on a very dark, charcoaly turn. Final bachelorette, Tommy Little. Let's go to Rachel in Sydney. She's tall, blonde, owns fluffy handcuffs and is into biting. What's your question,
Hi.
Rachel? Oh, Jesus, she's coming
in. Oh, hey.
Hey, girl.
Hello. Rachel, so nice to meet you via the radio waves once again. I have an invention. They're called push-up speedos, and they're basically like a push-up bra, but speedos. Can I have some money from you? And if so, how much to invest in my product?
I think it's a great idea because a lot of men, you know, they're not going well down that department. I would happily chip in the savings that I have, which is about $350.
Whoa, big investment. Whoa. This is real.
Huge.
This, could be what you need, Tommy Little, to get your push-up speedos off the ground. Take that into serious consideration when trying to figure out your serious soulmate. Is it going to be lady number one, Zoe, lady number two, Megan, who loves the wrists, and lady number three, Rachel, who is very happy to have a half share in your push-up speedo business, all to make men's penises look bigger than they are in the speedos? Then may I remind you, Rachel, the second the speedos come off, they're still the tiny little shriveled up prune that they claim to be.
No, that's not true. I have a Play-Doh attachment on the end which gives it a bit of length and girth.
Forgot the Play-Doh clause.
I'm going to go simply based on voice, and I'm a sucker for a Kiwi accent, so I'm going to go with Rachel.
Oh my God, I can say that Rachel is indeed Shuey Louie. Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
Oh boy! Chewy Louie, get off the phone and into studio and into Tommy's heart as well.
Wow, Jesus Christ. Is this real love, guys? Dead set. Dead set, Tommy Little. Chewy Louie's coming in here.
Has she run out of the building?
No,
oh, she's here.
Okay,
no,
I'm touching myself up.
I've never seen her so red
quite
ever in my life. I mean, and if you don't believe that she's got a crush on you, Tommy Little, we secretly recorded her a couple of days ago.
Gonna tell me that they're divine.
Oh my
absolutely
God.
Divine. And he's funny. Oh.
How's that moan at the end, Tommy Little?
Wow.
Oh wow. Yeah.
This is a lot, guys.
You're divine.
Oh yeah.
To be honest, I just hear sexy music and you guys moaning a lot. Sounds like I'm just listening into you guys really go at it, hammer and tong.
Yeah, we're having a moment here
so
as well.
So far from the truth, Tommy
okay.
Little.
Well, I love you both, guys. Thank you.
We love you as well. Tommy Little's playing at the Melbourne Comedy Festival till the 21st of April. Get your tickets at comedy.com.au. Thank you.
Love you guys.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein. Ooh, old slippery Dr. Nikki.
Slippery?
Slithering in and out of here.
Oh, am I covered in some kind of oil today that I can't see?
It may be a metaphor. It may be something more literal.
Do you have
some sort of gloss going on tonight, Dr.
On my
Nikki?
Lips.
Highlighter on your cheeks. You're
oh,
looking good.
Girl. Thanks. I'm actually dressed decently tonight.
Interesting. Dressed decently.
I'm fine about being out a little bit of a party.
Pre-show gloss.
Yeah.
Spring in your step.
Yeah.
Rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, missy? Hey, 131060, if you've got questions for Dr. Nikki Goldstein, she's, of course, a sexologist and a relationship expert. It's funny when people get too shy to talk as well. And they're like, can you just pass this message on? You see, I've got this problem. It's like, save it for the ass. Hey, no,
well, the possibly. Worst one is like, I've got this friend. Like, I've got this friend. And you're like, yeah, buddy, like, there is no friend. Just tell me what's going on with your dick.
Like my first rodeo. Yes, you are the one with the tiny peen. It's all right. Our producer, Jack, though, he will play the role of the Chinese whisperer because this lady or man did not want to come on the air. But that's all right. Producer Jack can echo the sentiments and no doubt he or she will be listening in.
Yeah, that's correct. This guy's name was Nathan. We're just going to name him anyway.
Classic.
Hi, Nathan. Hey. Welcome.
Hey, Nathan.
The full name so we can go stalk him on Instagram and Facebook.
Nathan wrote, my girlfriend of 8 years broke up with me out of the blue and then ghosted me about 6 months ago with no explanation or anything. I bumped into her the other day and she confessed she still loves me. What should I do? Is it bad to go back to her?
Was she drunk? I reckon this sounds like a nightclub little appearance to me where you bumped into her and it's like, I want you back. I want one of those.
You can't go back.
No, you can't.
I think the biggest thing with this is that, you know, going back to an ex always depends on how you broke up with them in the first place. You know, a lot of people, they're struggling with something in their life. They might fall out of love. You know, maybe they're not compatible. Someone wants kids, the other one doesn't. But if you have been amicable and it's been a, you know, great few years, like wish each other well, then the door's always a little bit open that if you do bump into each other and you think when you see that person, wow, I really miss them. And sometimes you don't realize it until you see them again and you're faced with that prospect. But if someone has ghosted you and just broken up with you out of the blue, I think that speaks volumes for the type of person they are. And I would be really concerned about re-engaging in a relationship with that, because what's to say they're not going to do it again? Or what's to say that, you know, things might hit the fan in your relationship and they're out with no warning?
Well, especially when it comes out of the blue as well. Like, it's not like she's like, hey, you know, I've made a terrible mistake. I know things are bad. The fact that he's just bumped into her and then all of a sudden she's dropped the L-bomb again.
And I feel like that trust, once it's gone, it's kind of gone. You know, like, he's obviously not going to trust her. He's going to be thinking the whole time when if they get back together, oh, she might ghost me this week.
But that's it. You've got no guarantees. And I think sometimes when we see that person again, where the confusion is that we're this society that's very now spiritual and we believe in signs and we believe in all these kind of things. So my question to her would be, do you actually love this person again when you saw him? Or did you go, oh, it must be a sign because I bumped into him that I'm supposed to be with you?
You've just got to weigh up so much, don't you? How they broke up, how attractive they are, how symmetrical the nipples are. There's a lot
you
of
would
maths
say
to
that.
Go.
Yeah, Danny.
Hey, 131060, if you've got a question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein, whether it be a relationship or sex-wise, geez, I mean, I hope we get callers, but at the same time, I hope there's enough time for a sex question from me. Because
I feel like we could be here all night on your sex life.
We indeed could.
And your prostate.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Let's talk about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Still talking about sex. All things sorted. And relationship-wise with Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the sexologist slash relationship expert. If you've got a question, 131060, all here to help tonight. Even Chewy Louie's got a look about it tonight that she's really keen to dish out some advice.
She's looking sexual.
Am I?
Yeah, there's a glisten.
Interesting.
Yeah, see, there's this wild side that we're yet to hear.
Well, she did just secure a date with Tommy Little just before, so no doubt she's up and about as well.
I hope so.
Oh,
I might have
on that
slide
line
into his DMs.
Slide right on in there. Dr. Nikki's got some lubricant you can use.
This just went down the toilet really quickly.
Hey, Aiden in Sydney, what's your question to Dr. Nikki?
Oh, hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Aiden.
Just one question for Chewy Louie.
Oh, heavy.
Oh, producer. Should I do? My ex-girlfriend wants me back. She wants me to buy her a $279 ring. What should I do?
Before you answer, Chewy Louie, question to you, Aiden. Why have you bypassed the relationship expert / sexologist who went to university for 5 years and got Chewy Louie, who's been in the country for about 6 weeks?
I think Chewy Louie's still got some good advice on these.
I'm just interested in what this man's headspace is. That's
He's into Chewy Louie and he's kind of sussing out about...
What male listener in their 40s isn't into Chewy Louie on this show, for goodness
sake? How can I help, Aiden?
Well, what does he do? Does he buy the $279 ring?
For you to go back to her?
Yes.
No!
She's taking you for a ride,
mate. Yeah, that's gold digging.
You want the expert opinion
now? Yeah, go on, get Dr. Nikki.
What you need to work out is what does this ring signify? Right, so let's stop focusing on the dollar value here or the fact that it's a ring. But you need to actually think about, has there been conversations around, you know what, babe, I've pointed out things that I really like to you and then it comes to my birthday and you buy me this stuff that's just without thought. You know that this is something I've always had my eye on. What does it signify? Because I'm telling you, it's not just about the ring. Mm. It could have been a comment. It could have been the fact that for every birthday and anniversary, she's put all this thought into things that you really love and done amazing things for you. And she's always felt really let down. And maybe because she's felt let down, she feels like you're not giving enough, to back to her. So it's not about the financial side of things. You need to think about what it actually signifies.
Have you been receiving big gift vouchers and slippery blowjobs and only given her a $20 grilled voucher in return, Mr. Aiden?
No, have not.
Interesting. Emily in Victoria on 131060. What's your question to Dr. Nikki Goldstein?
Hi, Dr. Nikki. My question is, after 12 months being out of the game, so like not having sex for 12 months, what is your advice getting back out there and having the confidence to sort of sleep with the next person?
I feel like Danny's going to jump in.
Sorry. No. Continue.
What's your advice? I feel like he's going to tell you to go out and just have sex.
I'd just get back on it. I'd find the closest
only way
man
to,
you can.
To get out over someone, get under them.
That kind of is true, but I think everyone seems to talk about, I'm not feeling confident to get back in the dating game. Sometimes you just need to give yourself that push and put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Go and date without commitment. So don't look at people as, could this be the next love of my life? If you match with somebody online or somebody asks you out and you think, why not? I think it's sometimes about practice. When you prove to yourself that you can put yourself in these sometimes awkward situations, bad date situations, and you'll be fine, it starts to give you that confidence of why not get back out there and seriously focus on the next relationship.
I agree. And what's the biggest thing in a nutshell, Emily, holding you back? Body confidence, fear of it being awkward, self-conscious about genitalia. What is it that's holding you? No, seriously, what is it that holding you? What's the big thing that's holding you back? The first thing at the top of the list.
I think I'm just fussy. And so it's probably reflective of me as well. But I'm not confident with my body or the way I look. I'm just fussy with who I choose, and maybe I need to relax a bit more and just go for it, as you say. Yeah,
go out and date somebody that you don't want to be in a relationship with. Just go out on a few dates.
Yeah, find a solid 2 out of 10 train wreck brace face. Just jump his bones and then get back
all
to
right.
it.
All right, thank you cobwebs. So much.
No get rid worries. Of the cobwebs.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Thank you, and thanks to my assistant, Chewy Louie.
Oh, yeah.
No problem, I'll be back next week, same time.
I'm sure Aiden will be back next week, same time
Aiden.
As well.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Of course, the budget last night handed down. A lot of people chatting about that. Of course, we do as much as we can on the show regarding the federal budget. It's right up our alley. And as always with budgets, there are winners and there are losers. Some of the winners, low to middle income tax earners. And that's obviously, that's a win this year, of course. At losers, ants. Not a good budget for the ants.
I'm looking at you like, I feel like I should know more about this, but, nah, you know, being from New Zealand, nah. I mean...
Don't sell yourself short, Shuey Lou, because this wasn't even featured in Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's budget night speech last night, so well, none of us know.
Ants didn't get a mention.
Ants didn't get a mention. It went very under the radar that the federal budget will devote millions of dollars to killing ants. We're talking big money here. The largest, three different types of ants are in the government's firing line for this budget. The largest of these issues is the red imported fire ant. And Mr. Frydenberg said that they're going to bring forward $18.3 million to eradicate.
I'm sorry, what? Fire ant.
No, it's an important issue. Yeah, really important issue. This is over 3 years. You've got to remember, that's to support the immediate commencement of fire ant eradication. Red fire ants are highly aggressive and have a venomous sting used to kill their prey.
Surely you, if you're hunting animals, you know, you go for something that's going to eat you. Like I don't know, crocodile.
The fire ants, it's a trickle-down effect, Shuey Lou. The crocodiles will get their own budget in 2022, 2023, right? Let's focus little picture here, please. If not eradicated, the impacts of red fire ants in Australia will surpass the combined damage done each year by our worst pests. Feral cats, wild dogs, foxes, camels, rabbits, and I don't want to say it, but it's written here, cane toads.
Cane toads.
Cane toads.
Cane toads.
Yeah, I know, Pauline. I know. Another $9.2 million will go towards controlling the spread of yellow crazy ants in the Queensland tropics.
Yellow ants?
Yes. The government will also provide extra funding in response to the threat of the Argentine ant on Norfolk Island. Hashtag biosecurity.
What about just the normal little black ones? Because I've got a few of those wandering around my room.
Mm. It's actually quite a good budget for them. No one's planning on killing them.
Oh, well, that counts me out then. Cool. I'm not even a part of the budget.
Look, on 131060, I've got a little budget of my own. Of course, the Danny Lakey Show budget, full of prizes, cash giveaways, etc. I've pulled a few strings today, and I've managed to find a little gap in the budget to help out any of the listeners who have been affected by ants.
The ants that are being in the budget or any ants?
Any ants. My budget doesn't discriminate against different types of ants.
I'll check the budget and we'll spare no expense. Can we compensate you for your ants?
My government's looking to compensate any listener out there who's been affected by ants in this last financial year, whether it be a ruined picnic, whether it be ants indeed in your bedroom.
Oh, I found one on my pillow, you know? Get out of here.
Look, I can probably compensate something. I'll dig deep into the budget and I think I can hook you up with a widow DVD. I mean, this is a low-scale compensation claim for you. It's not as severe as I think some of the listeners.
I'll take it.
Yeah?
I can get.
A widow DVD for you, Shuey Louie. It's all part of my new scheme.
Thank you.
If your life's been affected by ants in the past financial year, but keep in mind, don't try any funny business here because you will get ant audited later on. Yeah, everything comes back to bite you, not only the ants. 131060, I'll see what's in the budget for you, depending on how severe your ant case is.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I'll check the budget and we'll spare no expense. Can we compensate you for your ants?
And the federal budget devoting $27.5 million to killing ants across Australia, that's one thing. But what I can guarantee is that the Danny Lakey Show budget has been looked into as well and gone through with a fine-tooth comb. And any listener who's been affected tonight by any ants this financial year, I'll see what I can do to compensate. Shuey Louie had a very small ant drama before in her bedroom. A couple of ants getting around her.
They've been landing on my pillows, but yeah. I got a DVD, so I'm feeling fabulous now.
Yeah, you got the widow DVD. It's the least that the Danny Lakey Show can do when we delve into our budget. Literally the least that I can do. Ryan in Hobart, talk us through the ant story. Please do not embellish anything. This is, treat it like a tax return because you will get ant audited. So please be honest.
Yes, completely honest. So mine also happened in the bedroom, and the room got riddled with ants after we put down some cat food for our kitten. And it wasn't for my, it wasn't for the kitten, it was more or less for the ants.
Yeah, right.
They just swarmed it.
Yeah, the cats of Australia have made their choice with Snappy Tom, and I hate to say it, but the ants love a bit of Snappy Tom as well. And I've experienced this. I take this man's word for it. Look, on a daily basis, repairable, I think so. There's always going to be a fresh tin of cat food in there, but the ants, once they've got a sniff of it, they usually run in the roost. Feel sorry for the cat as well. Look, I'm going to hook you up with a Tom Clancy The Division 2 game, which is good. That's going to be in the Danny Lakey show budget. And you know what? I'm also going to throw in a widow DVD for your cat.
Wow, you're really getting generous here.
But make sure you give that to the cat, okay? Because the cat, I feel, is just as much of a victim to the ants as you are, Ryan. Thank you. Abby. in Sydney. Talk us through what happened with your aunt.
Yeah, similar issue to you guys with being in beds. Had my dog, had obviously come into my room during the day when I was at work, put food in my bed, got home, naturally got lay down, like, to just relax in bed. Legs were itching. There was ants everywhere, like, throughout my sheets. Just, it was disgusting. Like, could not, like, had to rip them off, wash them, chuck them out, get new ones. Just could not stand even being in my room.
You'd feel like they were trickling and crawling on you for days.
Yeah, exactly. And even though they weren't there, I just
You just went on a rant and I had to stop you.
Hey.
Yeah, no, the government doesn't muck around here because we've got to get through a lot of returns.
She had a serious story, Danny.
Look, the government understands, but the government also needs to help a lot of people, Shui Louie. So, look, I think the show budget can maybe compensate a family pass to Pet Sematary. Now, that's in now. That's good. That's four tickets to Pet Sematary, which is very good. Because, I mean, once the ants get in the bedroom, that's one problem. Once the ants are in the bed, it's another problem. Before you know it, ants may be in your pants. This is the final frontier, and the government is here to listen tonight. So I hope that the family pass to Pet Sematary will at least quell some of the ant itching in your bed. We must go to Sam in Epping. I've got a lot of cases to get through, Sam. Mike from Married at First Sight will not hesitate to cut you off halfway through. What happened?
Okay, so late in December, we had an ant problem. So we got the exterminator. He came past three times, and he said he's never seen an ant problem this bad. There was about 20 to 30 nests. He said that there was about a couple million that he couldn't exterminate. So my missus forced me to sell the house.
Whoa.
Yeah, so recently just sold it, and now we're into a brand new house, hopefully ant-free.
Oh, we've got to give him multiple gifts.
Well, look, unfortunately, the Danny Lakey Late Show hears too many stories like this and too many ants ridding Australians, hard-working Australians, out of their homes. It's unacceptable.
What are we going to do?
Look,
I wish I had just ants in the bedroom.
Or ants in your pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or ants in my pants.
That's the thing. All of a sudden, ants in the pants doesn't seem so bad. Look, I think I don't. Every now and then, the government steps out of line. And you know what?
Go on.
I'm going to clear way in the budget for a Danny Lakey Late Show. Goody Saxon.
Oh, Sam, those million-dollar ants. Whoa. Get rid of them.
Whoa. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Your new home will look real schmick with the Danny Lakey goody sack. Of course, the bubblegum flavoured condoms, the Coca-Cola flavoured condoms, the chocolate massage oil, the banana flavoured massage oil, great in the new bedroom. And the stubby holder, great out back on the porch. The temporary tattoo, fantastic on your chest in the ensuite.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, it is. It's the world's hardest foot quiz on 13, 10, 60. Of course, comes off the back of it. A man with size 19 feet. You can't buy any shoes in the stores. He's got to get them custom made. That is stopping him from getting married because they cost £2,000.
I mean, them are big, aren't they?
Just a bit, yeah.
Did you always have big feet?
Did you always have big feet?
I just hope he's swimming and stomping grapes at a vineyard in the summer. I hope he's using those feet to his advantage. Savannah, you are the first caller through tonight on 13, 10, 60. The question, of course, was a shoe store where the uniform is a famous black and white striped shirt featuring the word or sound foot in there somewhere. What do you reckon?
Foot Locker.
Oh, Foot Locker is correct. Foot Locker. Interesting uniform, isn't it? It's up there with one of the weird ones. Oh, that's one pirate game of indoor soccer, are you? No, just a 5-hour casual shift at Foot Locker. All right, fair enough. Next question. Occasionally, bogans will be walking into BP stores, Video Easy shops, and Red Roosters whilst they are what?
I was going to say Footloose, but it's not.
not correct, but you are a hoot. Georgie in Melbourne, hello.
Hey!
Whoa! Hey!
Hello!
Occasionally, bogans will be walking into BP stores, Video Easy shops, and Red Roosters whilst they are what?
Foolish.
Huh?
And fancy free.
What? I don't even understand what you're saying. Get her off the air. This lad is not fit for the air. Ricardo in Sydney, hello.
Yeah.
Slippery Rick, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. Both ends of the spectrum there. Do you know the answer?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me, to be honest. Beck in Melbourne. What's the answer? Do you know? Occasionally, bogans will be walking into BP stores, Video Easy shops, and Red Roosters whilst they're what?
Shoeless?
Guys, let's all take a deep breath and compose ourselves. It is the world's hardest foot quiz, not the world's hardest shoe quiz, or the world's hardest loose quiz on 131060. Rebecca, in Wentworth Falls, do you know the answer?
Is it barefoot?
It is. There we go. Barefoot is correct. Yeah. Occasionally you'll see a bogan barefoot in Red Rooster, Video Easy, or a BP store. You don't have to be a bogan. So anyone who's gone barefoot to those, don't then assume that I'm calling you a bogan. But every bogan who goes into a Video Easy is indeed barefoot. Don't want to put the cart before the horse, if you know what I'm saying. What will a linesman in tennis shout out if the player's foot is over the baseline as they are serving the ball?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. I'm not a tennis player. I'm not a tennis... What do you think I am? Leighton Hewitt, for goodness sake.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
If you got no idea, that's the thing. It's not one of those ones that you can probably just guess off the top of your head. Riley and Mildura, do you know the answer?
No, sorry, I don't. Jesus, that's hard.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe one more and I'll give a mulligan. Brody in Glendale, do you know the answer?
Foot fault.
Boy, there we go. Foot fault is correct. Woo!
First foot fault of the match.
Yes. Foot fault of the match, my God. Yeah, never do that. If a father-in-law and his daughter's husband didn't get along when they first met but are now amicable, what is it fair to say they got off on?
Bad foot.
Got off on the...
Wrong foot.
I'll take that back due to time constraints. They did. They got off on the wrong foot. That's correct. Well done. That's definitely the first thing you said, Brody. Final question. In the animated Nickelodeon cartoon Hey Arnold, what is the Helga Pataki famous for constantly saying to her crush?
Oh, mate, I don't know.
Oh, mate. I mean, I play a bit of tennis in me time, but I'm not watching Hey Arnold, for goodness sake. Fair enough. Michael in Melbourne. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know the answer?
What was the question?
Oh, my God. In the animated Nickelodeon cartoon, Hey Arnold, what is the Helga Pataki famous for constantly saying to her crush? Beck in Newcastle.
Football head.
What?
Move it, football head.
Oh, thank God for that. I was literally about to go out, do a poo, and come back and wait for someone to get the correct answer.
Well, it's a bit ridiculous.
It is a bit ridiculous. This has gone along far too long. Can we just play some Hey Arnold music and celebrate me winning a Love Honey vibrator? Here we go. Oh, sweet jazz. Sweet jazz on the New York sidewalks. Ooh. Arnold. How did no one get that?
Move it, football head.
Don't even worry about it, buddy. She's totally just negging you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
That is the end of the hump day edition of the show. Before we go, of course, a final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scouring Facebook for some of the biggest trolley comments of the day, and Shuey Louie figuring out the movement of the show. Final thought, guys. We as humans are really lucky that our arms evolved long enough to reach our genitals. Real lucky. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of frustration getting around.
How does your brain even come up with it? Like, you're the only person who would say that.
Well, to be honest, look, it's a natural thing. And I actually haven't been doing that much of it at the moment. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've been having a lot of sexual intercourse, but not so much of personal time. I'm getting a little stingy when I pee and stuff. It's a bit
okay,
bizarre.
Can you get some help?
Nope. I'm just going to ride this one out, guys. It'll be all right. It's going to be gone for a week or so. I'll bounce back.
You should definitely get that checked out.
I'll be fine. Trust me. Swings and roundabouts. I've fought off things with sheer willpower alone before. There's no need. If we get a couple more weeks in, I might have to go down to the old doctory do. Anyway, producer Jack, he's been scaring the internet.
Yes, today it was revealed that Harry and Meghan's baby will grow up in a gender-neutral nursery in a palace complete with a yoga studio.
Oh, I already don't think this is true. I think this is a Daily Mail article that was created by some wannabe author.
Surely fake news.
You'd have to say so.
Wow, I mean, what's a gender-neutral nursery? It could just be like a cream colour.
It would be, as in the room itself. Sorry, I thought you meant like a kindergarten. Like the baby's bedroom.
Me too.
Yeah, that's what it is. The nursery. Where the baby sleeps.
Oh, where the baby sleeps. Okay. Well, still, I mean, well, whatever. I mean, who from the palace has said, hey, guys, guess what? Inside scoop. We're going to go a cream colour in the nursery this year.
Yeah. We're going a nice
guy. Who cares anyway? You know what? Now we're getting sucked in.
Exactly. You're part of the comments here. Sarah wrote, this is ridiculous. I had a gender-neutral nursery because we didn't care, lol. And my yoga room was also referred to as the lounge room. So she wasn't buying it. But, Joanne took it a bit more serious and got a bit more mad about
Joanne
it.
Joanne always does.
She wrote, oh, who gives a shit? This is all paid by taxpayers' money anyway. We should get to pick the colour of the room.
Start a poll, everyone vote.
Oh, can you imagine if Joanne had her way? We got a plebiscite in the mail. Blue or pink, guys? God, Joanne would be on about that as well. Settle, Joanne. Settle down. I know you're nearing the end of your tenure, mate. There's no need to go out with this kind of ugliness. Live your life in peace for the last 20 years, I say. Chewy Louie, moment of the show.
Gotta be. That a nice idol.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was so good.
How was Jason?
Very nice. Love it to Pamela. And, oh, yeah, cinque. Bye-bye.
So good.
Oh, he was great.
Cinque. Well done. All right, Thursday night tomorrow, big show. Mark Holden, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mark Holden?
Cosentino. All on the show tomorrow night.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.